Yesterday by this time, he was in Spain. Yeah, he was in Spain. And then he has come all this way just for this conference. Yeah. You know, and Bishop Kweku, thank you so much for that. He arrived last night, and then this morning jumped on a flight again, and he said, I don't think I've slept well, but we will give him to sleep on Sunday, not tonight. On Sunday. But Bishop Kweku Aponsa is one of the giants in our house, a bishop, son of Bishop Dag. He has been around for years. Building a church in Africa is easy. If we are struggling, theirs is times 10 or times 50. Those who are working in Europe, where Satan lives, and where the default is that we don't believe in God. That's the default. We don't believe in God. Everyone does what he likes. He has built churches, he traveled far, spoken in, I don't know how many countries he has spoken in, conferences like this, speaking to the house to stabilize the church, stabilize churches, stabilize pastors and assistants. Let the church be solid and grow from the point where it is. And he was here last year for a different conference. And we were so blessed. We were so blessed. And I said, you should come again this year for this conference. And those who are outside, I'm also waiting for you to come in. Yeah? Oh, you are doorkeepers. You are doorkeepers. In the name of Jesus. Better to be one day in the door. Is always there's a scripture backing them. Yeah. So this morning, I want us to listen to a very anointed man, very skilled, very seasoned preacher, son of our bishop, the prophet. Please welcome Bishop Kweku Aponsa.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you for this wonderful time in your presence. We thank you for this blessed time in your presence. And we thank you for what you are doing with our lives. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity. And it's an advantage to know you, to serve you, and to love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the blessing of life which has brought us together to be in your house, in your presence, and to serve you. Thank you for the church. Thank you for your manservant you have used to establish such a movement in this season of our lives. We thank you. Blessed Lord Jesus, that your name will be exalted, your name will be glorified, and your name will be magnified. Holy Spirit, continue to be with us. Continue to teach us. Continue to give us light. Continue to give us direction. And continue to guide us. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats, please. Well, it's a blessing to be here. And I'm back to Osaikrom, right? Yes. And thank God for the life of Bishop Patrick Bruce. And hallelujah. Oh, you can clap, 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 clap for him. And I said to him that because he's my senior brother, he's the one who can move me from Spain to here. And I've come. So it's a blessing. I've known him for years and years and years, and he's been an inspiration. A great man of God with his wife, Episcopal Sister Joy. And we thank God for your lives, and we thank God for what God has done with your lives. Bishop Patrick is a unique man of God. Why? Because all the way from from Norway, they move straight to the north. Yeah, and you see, these are people who are genuine called of God. Yeah, you don't move from Norway. Do you know where Norway is? It's one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Yeah, we were there with Bishop Dag about a few months ago in Tromsø. Very unique country. But they move all the way from there to the north. Yeah, and if God has not called you, you can't do this. Let's honor God for God's servant and his wife. Hallelujah. That's some of the sacrifices. These are the true works of God. And these things, you know, maybe we don't need to talk about them, but they'll be revealed in heaven. Yeah, because nobody may even think, you may not think about it today, but these revelations will come up in heaven. So, Bishop Patrick, we thank God for your life. And I'm happy to be with you. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God for Bishop Charles Amu and my friend, he's always my friend, Bishop Hajj. It's nice to see you all. What a blessing. And now also I thank God for Bishop Fabian, our convener. Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome family. And we thank God. But what can we say? We just want to honor God for Bishop Dag Edward Mills. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Bishop Dag is a unique gift. Yes. Peculiar. Yeah. An outstanding. Is he a spirit? Is he a man? I don't know. But by all means, he's one of them. And we thank God for God giving us such a man in a time like this in our lives. You know, this, I've not met a human being like Bishop Dag. Yes, I mean a human being. I've not met anybody like him. Yeah, and I think God must have seen something in him as a young man. The way he loved God and the way he was able to, you see, he's a door for everything we are seeing. Yeah, when he does it, then we all follow, so it becomes normal. But he's a unique person. You can't easily do what he's doing. Yeah. Even his attackers become famous because they are attacking him. Yeah. That's how great the anointing on his life is. Yeah. Yeah. It's like even the people who attack him, they become famous. They don't know, but just because they are attacking him. If they take up anybody else, nobody will mind them. So we thank God for Bishop Dag. Hallelujah. Our daddy. Clap unto Jesus for his life. Hallelujah. And may God preserve his life. May God keep him. And may God be good to him at all times. Amen. You may take your seats. But I want to know why some of you are at the back. Some are. Is there any reason for it? Or you came late? So if you can see an empty chair, apart from the front row, I think we should all gather together. Okay? Yeah. Let's sit together. Okay? So it's a blessing. And I bring you greetings from my daddy, Bishop Richard. I'm sure you know Bishop Richard, isn't it? Great, great, great man. And we thank God for his life. So I also want to share something little with you from this book. I will start it and then the books are too heavy. Yes, we can't use much time to talk about much, but loyalty is a subject that we need. And it's one of the best subjects to know about. People are trying to corrupt the word. They say loyalty belongs to a cult. But it's not. It's not true. Yeah. There is nothing that can work for you without loyalty. Yeah. Including us expecting even this building to be loyal to us. We don't realize it. And now it's like people want to always come up with a negative thing. Loyalty is what? Is if you want to turn people into stooges, if you want to turn people into whatever, then this is a subject you use. to get people to be afraid. No. It's to get you to be faithful to God. Yes. If you can be faithful to God, you'll be faithful to your calling. Yeah. Many will get to heaven and may not even enter because they were not faithful to the call God gave them. Because if you are not going to be faithful to God, there's not much you can achieve. So it's a subject that will confront you, but it's good for you. Hallelujah. So we will keep on talking about it. Yeah. For me, I'm an embodiment of loyalty. If they give me the chance, any of the 10 books, yes. And one of the books I want us to share just a little on touch on is Those Who Pretend. Many are pretenders. Many. Yeah. And they think by pretense they can still carry on. Africa, we don't do well because we pretend too much. And for years and years and years, yeah, tomorrow is what, Independence Day. How many years have we been going on? Yes, we pretend this all over the place, so nothing works. And the church is gotten into that place where Christ is supposed to be so. Look, God is real. This God we talk about, God is a real person who can become real to you and give you everything you want. But you are not real to him. So who you are to God is who God is to you. If you're a liar to God, God will be a liar to you. Oh, yes. Yes. You can never be a liar and see a real God. So I'll just touch on this and then we will go. But I believe that this week will be blessed. So invite a pastor to come. Okay. These things are for people like Bishop Patrick said, who want to build a solid church and leave something behind. Not that we are gone and then our works are gone. No. The work, look. Let's stop playing games, pastors. Okay? Let's stop playing games and, you know, trying to become what we are not. Be real to yourself. Tell yourself the truth in your heart. Are you there or you are going home already? Revelation chapter 3. Those who pretend. Yes. Bishop Fabi, most of them, especially pastors, most of us are pretenders. Most pastors are pretenders. Yes, most of us are pretenders. You will claim you are loyal, but you are the most disloyal amongst us. You are a pretender. I came for you. I tell you. Yes, I said to you, me, I'm an embodiment of loyalty. Yes, and you don't like the subject. You will never like me, and I also don't like you. Oh, yes. We make God struggle. Yes, to use us to build this church. To use us to save unbelievers. We make God struggle. We make God struggle. We have a form of godliness, but we are not real. You are sitting here, you are a lady pastor, you have a boyfriend. And the guy is always chatting you up at work. But you come to church, you want to behave like you are so spiritual. You have been reading everything on the internet. You don't believe the church again, but you are in it.
Serious pretender.
Yes. I will wake you up, I tell you. Yes. Yes.
We are awake, Father.
Yeah. We are pretenders, I tell you, we are. I won't say all of us are, but some of us are. And you see, if we can't agree on anything, the blessing of the Lord will not come.
Yeah.
The Bible says there he commands his blessing.
Yeah.
When we dwell together in unity. So if we can't dwell together in unity, his blessing will not come. No, there will be no blessing. So we'll be there and we are wondering why we are praying but nothing is working. We can't agree. We can't agree. We can't agree. Before we read Revelation chapter 3, maybe give me Matthew chapter 18.
Okay.
Verse 19. It says, again and I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You see, so sometimes God is not there by this scripture. Do you know why? Do you know why sometimes God is not there? Do you want me to tell you why? Listen, sometimes we gather, but we are not together.
Yeah.
We gather, but we are not together.
We have gathered.
Yes, we have gathered. There's a gathering service.
Yes.
We have all gathered as pastors. But we are not, you see, in our mind, spiritually, we are divided. And he said, God is not there. God cannot show up. God cannot prove himself. So we make it difficult for God to move on this earth. Oh yes, pretense, plenty. You don't like fake things, but you yourself, you are fake. Revelation chapter 3.
Keep teaching.
I'll try, Bishop Phoebe. You see, these are my seniors, but I have to preach. Yes. I have to preach because the pretenders are too many. I said, you've been reading. You tell me you have not read what is on the internet. Yes. And you tell me it's not affected your faith in the church, in your pastors, in your bishops. You tell me it's not affected your giving. Nobody has to say nothing to me. God will tell me what to say.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Bishop Patrick has not spoken to me. Bishop Fabian has not spoken. Nobody. But God will tell me what to say. Yes. And I came for you. You, the pretender. You either be real or you will burn out. I tell you. Yeah. You've come to sit here to come and hear and to go and say somewhere, isn't it? You'll be passing on information. You are sitting here. You are angry about everything. Who owes you something? Who owes you? You have a responsibility on your life. You owe yourself a favor to do well. Don't blame anybody for you're not doing well. So you say, why did he bring him? That's why he brought me. It's actually not, we can continue like this for the next 1 month. And you say, wow, we are Ashantis. Me too, I'm an Ashanti.
Yeah.
Me too. Yes, Kweku Amponsam. That's my name. Yes. So we are all in it. And Bishop Fabian this. Tomorrow, Bishop Patrick this. Then you say, Bishop Hatch, Grammy, I don't know this. There's something wrong with you. Yeah. You join the mad guys on the Facebook. If I get them, those guys. Ho, to Subandala Katasta. If I get them.
It will be something else.
They've intentionally told me, Kweku, halt, relax. This is so I'm dead. But if I get them. Yeah. Because extreme has to fight extreme.
Yes.
I tell you.
So
is it? Fight extreme with extreme. And I want you to join me. You see, I did not come to stand here and then... We just the bishops, and then we are saying you have to join this movement.
Yes.
For us to make this loyalty movement a real movement.
Right.
Are you with me? Because people are trying to unravel. There is a negative side to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, but you cannot say, oh, because I went to the he went to the toilet, he was smelly, so he's not a nice person. You can't say that. And you can't say You are disloyal. That's why you hate loyalty. You are disloyal and faithful. You are not real. You are not a consistent person God can use or trust with any great treasure. Yes, you are not a consistent person. If even God is testing you to give you something new, you have failed. And you are failing.
They say we should stop church now. We want to start a church. They say now we should go and look for a job. God is testing you. God is testing you. God is testing you. See the way you are failing the test. God is testing you.
Already. Already you are failing.
Yeah, already you are failing. And me, I don't have money. And because I don't have money, they said this. They promised us car. Did God promise you car? So somebody has gone to share. Somebody has sent his son to come on earth to come and die for you to receive salvation. You are using the salvation to look for a car. You are sick, man.
Hey.
Using somebody's blood. He was hanging on the cross. They were nailing him. You are using it to come and look for a car. And some money you put in your pocket. God, he can give you money and you can't use it.
Yeah.
If it's not happening for you, let me tell you, he's testing you. He's testing you and you are proving it that you love money more than Jesus. You love money more than Jesus. That's why you are angry. This church is a good church. It will bring everything out of you.
Yes.
The church will test you until you prove to yourself that you were not called. That's the good thing about this church. You prove to yourself. Yes. Now, just say, you're correct. Yes. Yeah, no, you're correct. You're correct. I said, those who pretend. He said, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that hath the seven spirits of... You see, sometimes we boast in, me, I can give the prophecy. Me, I know this. Me, I know what I'm doing. Listen, you have the spirit and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but art dead. You have a name that you are powerful, but you are dead. God is saying you are dead. You are dead. You pretend you are alive, but you are dead. You pretend you are with us, but you are not with us. Yes, you pretend to be something, but you are not. Look, I think the best experts at pretending is Ghanaians. We are good. Yes, you shake your hands. God bless you. You tell not they start insulting you.
Yaminazum, Bibi Aboko. It's so nice to see you, Bishop Fabian. Oh, if I never met you in my life, I don't know what would have happened.
You turn your back, you see. Yeah, yeah. And that's why people can be with us in meetings. They have spoken, and when they turn around, they can sit on internet and say the things they say.
Yeah.
Have you seen white people doing such a thing before?
It's true. Yeah.
Wow. But we are experts at being nice here. And then when you turn your back, we are experts at praising you until the day you do something we don't like. Then that one thing that you did that the person was not happy about, he can use it to rewrite everything. I said, my friend, you are alive, but you are dead.
Yes.
That's what God is saying. And it doesn't matter your giftings. It doesn't matter your talents. It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't even matter how much you think you are close to God. You are dead.
Wow.
You are dead.
Wow.
Yeah. You are dead. You have a name. You have a name that you live. But you are dead. You are a pretender. We are not sure who you are. Yeah. We are not sure who you are. And you see, the world where I come from, If they realize you're a pretender, that's your end. Yeah, it's like immigration. When you're going through immigration, they start asking you the questions. Okay? You better maintain what you said from the beginning. Yeah, and they will keep interviewing you maybe the whole day just to see whether there will be some inconsistency in that. So, you see, the first person will ask you, what's your name? Why are you coming? What's this, this? When he finished speaking to you, he will let you sit somewhere. The next person coming will ask you the same questions. They don't change it. Another person will come, they will ask you, you will see, they will keep you for 6 hours. They will ask you the same questions. If you change that, you said you were born on 6th of March, 1927, and then when the other one came, you said you were born 6th of June, that's it. Yeah, that's it, that's it. They found something that you there's something, yes, there's something dodgy about you. There's something that's not right. So why do we do that to ourselves spiritually? We pretend we are okay. Look, from today you should change, you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say you should change. If not, it doesn't matter how powerful your preaching is. You have a name that you are like. Men are praising you, but spiritually you are dead. No, the thing matters in the spiritual realm. It is the spirit that quickens it. It's the spiritual realm. That's what matters. Yes, that. Do you think demons, when they hear you, they will bow? That's the question you should ask yourself. Yes, because if you can't make any impact in the spiritual realm, you can't do much in the natural. Oh, yes. You need that strength too. Faith is the substance of things so far, the evidence of things. So even to believe, there's nothing to see, but there must be a strength that makes you say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know God is there. I know God will make it. There must be something, and that thing, you can't just conjure it. You can't just have it.
That's right.
So when you're a pretender, you will see that. I said, everybody knows you around. You are a main man. We can't take it from you. The whole town, everybody knows that you are something. But I said, you are a dead man walking.
Dead man.
Yes, raising dead leaders. You have a name. You have a name, but you are dead. Yeah, they are sitting on the internet. They think they are making a name. Is that how to make a name? Is that how to make a name? No wonder Zuckerberg is getting rich and you are poor. Because from the beginning, his motive of even building this Facebook was not to do these stupid things people do. You see, they have good motive. It's friends who want to get together to connect. You see, so because of his motive, he is rich. And you it's like having a knife in your hand. The chef uses it to cut meat to make money. You there, when you get a knife, you'll be killing people. That's how our mind works. We are not correct. So it doesn't profit us. Are you here or you've gone home already? Oh, yes. And I want you to, look, me, I'm not shy. I'm not shy of Bishop Doug. I'm not sure of Bishop Fabian. I'm not sure of Bishop Patrick. I believe in this church. I love this church. The church has given me life. Yes. It's a good church. If you are in it and you can't see it, there's something wrong with you. I mean, if even it wasn't for the church, I would not have a reason to travel. All my traveling is church.
Yeah,
all my travel. Like Bishop Patrick is saying, all my, look, I travel so much sometimes, even me, I wonder, who are you? But it's a church. Yes. Yes. I've traveled over the last 5 weeks. Every week I'm in a different country. Every week. Yes.
Yeah.
Like he said, yesterday I was in Spain. The day before I was in England. Then I landed in Madrid to preach. You will be there. But But don't have the name you are alive, but you are dead. Yeah, let not that be your. Change the version and give us, maybe give us which one? Amplified. He said, write this letter to the angel of the assembly church in Sardis. These are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, and the seven stars. I know your record and what you are doing. You are supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are dead. You are supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are a dead man walking. You are a dead spiritual gaggle. You are a dead man. You are a dead Christian trying to pretend to everybody you have a name. But you are not. But you are not. That's why you become funny. Now, in the prayer meeting, you won't say much. In the pastor's meeting, you won't say much. When your pastor calls you, or when your bishop calls you, he's trying to speak to you about something, there's not much you have to say. You have been following these foolish guys, foolish boys on the internet. And you can go and tell them. When you finish, you can go and tell them. Then you tell them he's around. So if you want, you can come and see him. Yeah, I know you are here. I know you are here. Yeah, and you keep recording. You keep recording, okay? That's the pretense.
Yes.
You see, the pretense that we don't understand that over a long period of time, you will be empty, you will be useless, you'll be dry, and nothing good will come out of your life. That's what you don't respect. You don't even respect God that much to know that what you are, the seed you are sowing today, tomorrow, it will come back for you. Yeah, you don't have that respect, and you have too much a short memory for God to bless you. Yes, your memory is too short for God to bless you. That's why you keep on pretending, you keep on going, coming, you keep on dining with the enemy, but you are with us. You really think you can carry on like that and nothing will happen to you. It takes time. Sentencing against an evil work is not executed speedily. Sentencing against an evil work. A sentence against an... Look, white people are smart. When they realize you're a drug dealer, they can let you go on for 5 years. But the day they will grab you, that day you will know that you don't have any defenses. They knew all along. Yeah, they will point to you 5 years ago, 9 o'clock, you were here. Yeah, 4 years ago, 10 o'clock, you were here. You are, by the time they start pointing the thing to you, you start shaking. You realize that, look, they had my life in their hands. Yes. Yes, and because sentencing against an evil work is not executed speedily, you will see people just continue. You continue to be a pretender. You continue to be around. You are with us. Whatever we say, you hear. Then you go and say something else. You go and turn everything around. Are you here, or the way you are quiet, I'm wondering, are you with me, or... Young man, are you with me? You. You are here. Okay. Yeah. No, there's no neutral. There's nowhere to stand. No, you are either with us or you are against us. Yeah, and we will smoke you out. We will smoke you out. Listen to me. It is better it's just us, the bishops, who are just there. And we love each other and we are close. Okay? Yeah, and we love our father. Rather than you coming to join us, you are fake. You are not correct. You are dead and you are amongst us. You are rotten and you are just amongst us. And you are trying to spoil everything for everybody. It is better you leave us. Hallelujah. That's why he brought me. Young man, change your ways. You are fake. And from today, there must be a turning point in your life. If not, you know longevity in ministry? What you have to survive? When Benny Hinn was telling us about his stories, he said that he had to believe God for $10 million in 5 days. Look, when he said, $10 million in 5 days, you can easily go and hang yourself. But they are there. God is still using them. They are trusting God. They are believing God. Why have you become funny? Why? Say, we went, they said we should sign something, and when we signed it, they were tricking us. You a fool.
Preach. Preach. Clearly. You are here.
This my convener. I don't understand them. They use tricks. Then they trick us into you. You today, they are using tricks on you. You. Can you remember when they said they will appoint you as a pastor? Can you remember the time you gave your life to Christ? Hey, one of the things I'll talk about, Bishop, is those who forget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please talk about it.
Yeah. Preach it all. Pretenders.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you are changing today.
Amen.
I said something is changing about your life today.
Yeah.
Receive the grace for a change that will make you real.
Amen.
Real.
Amen.
Yeah, the fake can never, yeah, be. Have the same price with the real. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There's no amount of fake Ralph Lauren they will do that will compare with the original.
No.
Yeah, fake Adidas cannot compare with.
No.
Yeah. You see the Balenciaga, this but real Balenciaga, when you enter their shop, it's 1,000 euros. Yeah. Yesterday I entered the shop, I saw it, I said, hey, God bless you guys. And I won't even look at the thing. But that's the real.
That's the real.
When you go and then they tell you this one costs 100 Ghana cedis, this. It's a Kumasiano. They made it in Kumasi. It's not the original. Yeah. And be a real Christian. Be a real Christian. Be a real Christian. Tried and true. Tried and true. Tested and having gone through all the temptations, you are still there. No matter what they say, you are still around. No matter what they say, you say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know God will make a way. I know God will bring me out. I know God will make me survive. Be a survivor in the midst of everything and let God prove himself through you.
Wow.
But because the fakeness is too much. The pretense is too much. Hypocrisy. We are hypocrites. Experts.
Actors.
This is who we are. We should take over Hollywood and sack the people there. Because they themselves, they don't know what they are doing well. We. Yeah. Yes. You're angry in your heart too. And you support every negative thing you hear. But when you look at your life today, where would you go? So you are just there. Keke, you are just there. Yeah. Not fruitful, not active. Not wanting to give your best again. Yes. Looking unto Jesus. So who are you looking up to? Looking unto Jesus. He taught us that your loyalty is to the higher authority. So even if you can't believe in us, why don't you lift up your eyes small and look unto Jesus? And say, after all, God is the one I'm serving. Why? You don't love God and you don't want God. You want something for yourself. Yes. You're thinking about yourself. That's what's making you do all that you are doing.
You are teaching.
We should go, man. The way some of you are looking at me is like, I'm just introducing the book to you, then we go. Yeah. Yeah. Not just the fake nails, the fake hair, the fake eyelashes. Everything is fake. So it's like even the Christianity, we become fake and we think it's okay. Yes. We don't want to read the Bible to know God for ourselves. Everything and everything is man. I gave the land to the church and then somebody has gone to build a house. I gave my shoe to the pastor and I can see that the pastor said I gave this. Material fleeting things that don't take Christians anywhere. It's what we pride in and we are talking about. That I gave this to. Hey, Christ can give you 1,000 over. And I'm asking myself, but why have you given an offering to God and then your heart is following the thing? Shame on you. Yes. Did you really give it? That's what we become. That's what we become. Yeah. And if it will profit us, no profit even Jesus. Because your life is supposed to bring glory to him. No matter what you go through. And here you are, you become a shady person. Oh, some way. Thank you, sister. You are some way. We can't see your ways well. You are some way. Where do you find all these big, big people? I said, this man used to live in Norway. Then he came to live in the north. Yes, you come to church. You see, you didn't go to school. Look, this man used to be a media mogul.
Messy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He would have had a name like Kwame Sefakain. He would have done it. He was good. He was good in Joy FM.
And still good.
Yes, and still very good. Yes. It's true. And still very good. You, with your foolish mind, you come and sit here. You, what have you done in your life? Let me talk to you. What have you done in your life? The village you come from, there's no light there. What have you done in your life?
No light will change.
And lack of disrespect for them. Do you know who he is? Do you know who this man is? Yes. Do you know who this man is? I'm asking you, as you don't respect them. I wish they came, not you, but I wish they came. I would have fried them to pieces.
They'll be here, girl.
Yes. The pretense is too much. I gave my money. You gave? How much money did you give? Do you know how much people have given? Go and read about Rockefeller and the likes. How much they gave. Go to Rome and see how much people will to the Roman Catholic Church. How much have you given? How much? And because of that, you want to control the convener, the bishops, everybody. Yeah. We want to see some more pictures and want to see what is happening with the land. And we want to see this. Yeah, the man, who are you? And pastors, let's stop pretending, eh? Yeah. Hey, are you here?
Yeah.
You know, where did Bishop took me to Australia or Switzerland somewhere. When we got there, I started preaching. One of the guys got, I say, hey, you are too much. You are too much. I say, yes, that's why I came for you. Yeah. Let's stop this pretense. Okay? Yeah, and you see, that's why, so, when I'm with you and then you are angry even about it, you can't tell me. Yeah, because you know I'll sort you out. You can't tell me. Yeah. And you to be an embodiment that people cannot easily come to you with their negative things. People who have drunk of the good waters. The guys who are talking and these guys who are talking, they've drunk good waters. So they've enjoyed. One of the guys who has made himself an advocate now, I can show you his text messages to me the day he landed in Switzerland. What he was saying about what Bishop had done for him. You can say this and today you can say this. You were a pretender from the beginning. You were not real. God could not transform you into a real Christian. That's why you have turned out the way you've turned out.
Thank you.
Are you there or you've gone home? We see you that you are alive, but you are dead. Yeah. You have a name. You have a name that you are alive. You show everybody that you are powerful. But when you get to him, you watch pornography all the time. Yeah. You are dead. Yes. 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 Some of us, you are too proud. You are dead. You are too proud. You are dead. Are you here or you've gone home already? Those who pretend. So we are closing. Are you glad you came? We are closing. The spirit of a pretender. One or two, then we go. Like Bishop Fabian said, the book is too heavy. Yeah, get the book and read it and let it enter you and pretend there's all this. As Bishop Fabian was reading the scripture, you could see Absalom. Look at him. What he was saying. Yeah, trying to entice the people to think you are better than King David. How can he be? How can he be? The wars your father had fought. Which of them had Absalom? Which war have you been to? Which war? Never proving yourself in anything. Yeah, these guys who we see them talking plenty. Which of them, even when they were in UD, which of them was able to build any church? Any church? Yes. Which of them was able to even build any church? As in, because the organization the father had built, they kept giving them positions and promoting them, and you are in there. He filled them with something, and then in the end, you can stand back and then say this about the person who made you. You can say this about the person who made you. Yes. Yeah. And then he talking plenty. Yeah. That's why there are clouds with no water. Yeah. And there are trees with no fruits. If they were real, they would stand on their own so that they would prove to us that they are powerful. Even as we would have gone to their conferences to go and receive some anointing. They don't have nothing. So all they have is Zuckerberg helping them to have something on a device. And that you can talk. You talk. It's clouds without rain. As he said in Jude. Clouds without rain. Yeah. Trees with no fruits. Are you there or you? The heat there, he has to burn something out of you. Yeah. You can look at me anyhow, I don't care. Me, by the grace of God, I don't care. I'm a son of Bishop Dagwood Mills. I don't care. Yeah. I did not come so you give me some water to drink. I did not come so I'll make myself powerful. It's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. I said it is absolute nonsense. Without him, we will never exist. I will not be a pastor. Me, bad boy on my way to hell. Yes. And he did something. God used him to salvage my life. You can't respect him for this alone in your life. You are doomed.
Oh, what a blessing. Keep teaching.
Mercy.
Signs of a pretender.
Yes. Yes. The signs of a pretender. Me. You are here. You are one of them. You can't take yourself out. No matter how much you smile. And no matter how much you've been praising Bishop Patrick and Bishop Hajj or Bishop Eddie Fabian, Bishop Eddie Fabian is a nice man. I've known him for years from secondary school. Yeah. Nice man like this. What do you have to say about him? What do you have to say about him? Because you're a villager. That's why. You can't see the real from the fake. And you follow the fake and you think you have some confidence in the fake. You yourself, you are fake. That's why you can relate with them easily.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Deep call it unto deep.
Yes.
So what is drawing you? You are not real. I'm telling you, you are not real. That's why. You are not. If you were real, you would listen to them and flow with them. You okay? Because me, I'm very okay. Yeah. They brought me here. I didn't come by myself. Yeah, they brought me. If If they did not say I should come, I wouldn't have come back. They brought me. Yeah.
I love it.
But I came to wake somebody up. No matter what they say, sign. No matter what they say, do. Stay. Stay. Remain. Abide. Stay. It's a test. God is processing you for greater works. Something great ahead of you. Something you can't see. Go through it and be there. Still keep on believing the word. Pray and doing the thing. Don't follow these foolish guys. Oh. No, for reading, you have been reading, isn't it? You know what's going on. Don't, you see, that one too is a pretense. Don't pretend like you don't know what's going on. Yeah. You intentionally buy data to go and read these things. You are eager to know. Yeah, the latest. What are they saying? And that's what's filled your mind. Can't you see it's clouding your judgment so much that now if you read the Bible, you can't even get a revelation. Yes, your mind is corrupted. So even reading the Bible, yeah, you can't even get a revelation. Which you were not like that before. Yes, the extent to which you became real with God, God was real to you until you got to the place where you became fake. Then everything changed. Joseph and others, they were true Christians. Yeah, they went through things, but they did not make noise about it. They went to prison. Today it's like this church, who gets sacked and then doesn't come back? Even better. Who doesn't? Yes, even better. Yeah. But today, Christians can't handle these things because we are not real Christians.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through nothing. It's like, God is there. I come, jump 3 times. 1, 2, 3, here. I receive. 1, 2, 3, 4, here. I collect this. Yeah. God, you are for me. You are my portion. Amen. I receive. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with us. That's what the Christianity has become. Yes. So we gather, but we are empty. Yeah. Yes, gather but not together. Yes. And he said, when we gather and we are together, there is in our midst. There is in our midst. Yes. We gather, but we are not. There's a gathering service, but we are not together. Pastors, we gather, but we are not together. Yes. And we still can't learn lessons from people like Judas Iscariot. We still can't learn from what happened to all these people. Absalom, where did he get to? Where did Absalom end up? Thinking he has all the knowledge. Thinking Absalom thought he had all the knowledge. Where did he get to? His hair got caught up in the tree, isn't it? And they used to say his hair used to weigh what? 50 shekels, some amount of. Yeah. Be careful what people are praising you, because he may hang you. Yes. The thing people are always saying, hey, you are powerful. Yeah, be careful. Yeah. That is what will hang you. That is what will hang you. We close. Okay. We close with this. Bishop Patrick, we close, please. You brought me. Yeah. Maybe I'm sitting by somewhere. He said, you should come. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. If my big brothers are calling me, I'll come.
Yes.
Yeah. We are too much. We pretend there's too much. Ashantis, we are fake.
Oh.
We to tune to man or back undudu gundu onishi onishi she ni kutreyem. Uti koko uti we sit on the good. It doesn't benefit us. Then now we turn our attention to the church and to the bishops and then to God. Who called you? Who's we Ashantini? Yeah, Miss Rumsa. Yes. Quick, you can't take it from me. Ashanti, Achim, pure Ashanti. Yes, pure. And sorry, I need Kasa rough.
And went, oh, hey, Bishop.
It's nice to see you today. You're a liar. It's not true. Yeah. As you are sitting in the conference, it's like they've dragged you to come. Yeah, it's like they've dragged you to come. You don't know whether you should have come for this. And it's like, if I don't go, you know how they are. These people, they'll say that I'm disloyal. That's what it is. You are disloyal. That's why you are fighting this thing in your head. Get real and be real to yourself. He that speaketh the truth, okay, in his heart. You say to yourself, in your heart. He said, that person is the one who will be in the presence. The one who will be in God's presence, God will be with him. Be in the Kodesh. One of the qualities, you speak the truth, yeah, to yourself, in your heart. Tell yourself the truth.
Tell yourself the truth.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Tell yourself the truth. Yeah. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. Because everybody is praising you. And you know what they are saying is not what it is. A pretender carries the spirit of an actor. Yes, that's what it is. One day, the brother told me, when I saw the making of Titanic, he said, I got angry. He said, I realized they deceived me. The thing is happening in the bathtub. When you watch the thing on the screen, it looks like real water. They are in water. They are nowhere in water. Yeah. And that's how we are. Yeah. Yes. That's what it is. Yeah. It is sometimes it's like you are powerful. That's why God, we looked at you and we say, oh, he can become. Let's give him a chance. He can do this. And then when you got there, you are an actor. Yeah, you are an actor. So anybody following you from wherever you are is doomed because you are acting, but they don't know. They are doomed because they are following an actor. You can say that you were with us. You can say good things about. You can say you were a defender of the book. And then now you take the book and you can just throw it away. Burn it. Do something. You are an actor. Yeah, and you think you are normal, but you are an actor. Yes. A pretender has a false and fake personality. Yes. Yeah. So you appear this. Look, they will look out for it. They put your passport on the thing. He starts talking to you. Yeah. And then he's asking you questions about where you are going. Because the moment you have somebody's passport and then you appear and then they feel it's not you, he will ask, because he comes and says, oh, I have a British passport, but it's not him. So once he put it there, he said, oh, so from here, what bus are you taking? Where are you going? So I'm going to Milton Keynes. Then you say, okay, so from Heathrow Airport, is anybody picking you? He said, oh, no, I'm by my... So where are you going? He's just... And if you don't know, you don't know.
Which bus?
Yes, sometimes they brief you on what to say. But the guy can read between the lines.
Yeah.
So he will start confusing you by asking you other things. Then you'll be saying, yes. Then he knows that he's... Yeah. You are correct. Don't be a fake pastor. Don't be a fake Christian. Don't be a personality who we think God is using you greatly, but you yourself is the devil who is using you. Hey, people are feeling hot. We'll go soon. Don't worry. But you have to feel hot, of course. And if you're a pretender, you will not like what I'm saying. But I'm saying you can't get much treasure from God. Yes. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So any other way, it will not work.
Last one, we go.
He said, a pretender carries the spirit of impending destruction. If a pretender is near you, you are in grave danger. So you who is listening and following and writing, maybe from here, you go and give some news, isn't it? You keep on. You take news about me. Yeah. We will meet in the spiritual realm. One day you will see. Yeah. Yes. You are heading for something you have not planned for. From today, be real to yourself. At least if you won't tell anybody the truth, tell yourself the truth. Top pretenders of the Bible. Delilah was a pretender. How many of you know that Delilah was a pretender? I mean, you have heard the story before, isn't it? Delilah, she made them pluck Samson's eyes out. Yes. A pretender turned a heavily anointed man into a blind man. Yes. That's how serious some people's state are. Yes. So don't join them. Nobody is minding me now. Bishop Patrick, take your microphone and then we'll go.
No. This is why he came.
You are a Delilah. You are a man, but you are a Delilah. You carry the spirit of a Delilah. Yes. You are a trickster. You are with us and you say nice things, but you know deep in your heart, you despise everything about the church. You despise the loyalty message.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm proving it to you. It's a nice message.
It's a good message.
To Pandeleka to Sandia. It's a good message. Like he said, Bishop Fabian said, if it has given us over 4,000 churches, how can it be a bad message? And so God is blind that he will sit down and this thing will give us these churches. But do you know the kind of church you belong to? I mean, a church that overnight, a bishop flies from Spain to... How many churches are even like this? How many churches are like this? How many? Do you know what it takes for an organization to get to that level? Oh, yes. The church there is a very, very international church. Yeah, me, I don't have no business preaching outside. One day the guy invited me from outside. I didn't go. He was very angry because I was traveling with Bishop. And Bishop Richard said, but why did you not go? I said, oh, Bishop is calling me. This man said I should come. The man was very angry. But I said, no. I would rather stay by my daddy. I wouldn't want to do anything than to come and sit in your church and be shouting for nothing. You won't even appreciate what I'm saying. Our church is huge. That's why you must be in the church and be in it properly and go through the test. You'll be promoted in the church. You don't need to go anywhere. Oh, this church. Right here. This church. Look, 4 weeks ago, I was preaching in France in our church. Yes. 3 weeks ago, I was in Budapest in our church. 2 weeks ago, I was in Switzerland in our church. Last week, I was in England in our church. And I live in Spain. And today, I'm here. What? And I've not been anywhere. I'm in Kumasi. The church. In the church. In the church. In the church. In the church. You sit down. You say it's not a good church.
You are mad.
You are a madman. That's why something good is in front of you. You see it as evil.
You can't even see it.
Are you there or you've gone home? Oh, yes, easy. Every day, something new. You can see that even 1 point, I'm struggling to finish it. Okay? Don't have the spirit of a pretender, an actor. Okay? And impersonate this kind of grave diggers. Yes. Yeah, clouds that form that rain doesn't come. We are excited. It's hot. We see the clouds. Rain is going to come. Nothing happens. These are the people we are following on the internet. Yes. And Jesus saw the tree. He said, wow, what a nice tree. He was going to look for fruit on it. He got there. There was nothing on it. Yeah. These are the people. I said the loyalty is a movement. It's a movement. And we won't change the word. It's faithfulness. Oh. You can check it in the dictionary. If you don't understand English, check the meaning of faithfulness. One of the words you find is loyalty. And they said about the Queen of England, when she died, when the husband died, they said he was loyal to the Queen till the end. That's the words they used. That's how they described Prince Philip when he died. He was loyal to the Queen to the end. You can't even be loyal to God. For just a short season. How long are we here for? How long? Hey, in another 10 years, some of us, you'll be dead. Even in 2 weeks, you could be dead. Because as we are standing here, Bishop Okobo Tedoku is dead. And he was one of us. We all screaming, shouting together. He's no longer around. How long are you going to be around? Trying to discover something you will never find. Looking for something you will never find. And because of that, you keep changing your mind, changing your ways, pretending all the time. One time you are angry. You've been around for a while. We have known who you are. All of a sudden, you have changed. You have changed. You have changed. You have changed. And you are becoming something else. Angry with everybody apart from getting angry with yourself. You pretended you were fasting, you were not fasting. You pretended you were praying, you were not praying. You pretended you were reading the Bible, you were not reading it. Now that your works have been proven in front of you, why don't you rise up and be real to yourself and tell yourself the truth? I'm a lazy man, I'm a lazy woman, and God, I need you to make a way for me to change. Why don't you tell yourself for once the truth? You blame everything. You blame everybody apart from blaming yourself. The spirit of Delilah is leaving the church today. Your amen is weak. I say your amen is weak. Yes. Men Delilahs. They have the spirit of a Delilah. They are with us, but they are not with us. Yeah, and they smile with us, but they are not with us. They are nice around them. They look attractive, and any great mission we would like them to do for us, but they are not with us. Hey, these guys are on the internet. Something happens in the church, then they put it there. Who tells them? But you see, who tells them? They were not at the meeting. How did they know? Yeah, even letters, they can get letters, and you are here. You sent it to them. You are here. You printed it and then you sent it to them. You are the one I'm talking to. You are the one I'm addressing. Yes, I said you are the one I'm talking to. And you go to bed and you think you can just sleep. You think you can carry on like that? You think you can carry on like this? I said you think you can carry on like this? I came to warn you. These books. One day I heard Bishop Preachy say me. He said, they are prophetic warnings.
Prophetic warnings. Yes.
We were all in the church. The books were warning us. Some did not hear. And the devil has taken them up. And the devil, he's looking for somebody. He's looking for me to take me, to use me, to do something nonsense. If you give yourself the chance and you don't become spiritual, the devil will use you to accomplish something. How did they get the letters? One of us. One of us. Yes. Yes. The faith column within.
Yes.
And the faith column is growing in the church. It's growing. Yes. And definitely, if you have faith column, you are not happy about something. You are either a member, you are either an accuser. You don't tell yourself so.
Yeah.
You don't tell yourself so, but that's who you are. Yeah. You're offended. You're not satisfied about something. Yeah. You feel some injustice has been done to you. Yes. And that's why you are behaving that way. So I will give it to them. They should put it up. As for me, I agree with them, but I don't have the face to come and do it. So I'll give it to them. That's what makes you a pretender. That's what makes you a pretender. You have questions you won't ask, but you are telling them they should put it there. That is what makes you an actor. That is what makes you a grave digger. Yes, grave digger. In suit. No, but that's why you're an actor. Why did you go and give it to them? Why did you not open your own Facebook page and then put the thing there? Why did you send it to them? Because you are an actor and you are afraid, and he has not given us the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are afraid means there's something wrong with you. Yes. Yes. The righteous is as bold. You'll be a bold person as a lion. But you are not correct. Your mind doesn't work well. Your heart is corrupt. That's why. So this one too, record it and go and give it to them. You can write notes and go and give it. Keep on. Keep on. Yeah, forward it. Keep forwarding. You can record it and then, yeah. Just say, God has given you a phone. And the phone, you don't have any good for it. You think that's why Steve Jobs gave us all these iPhones? That you'll be recording messages and sharing it with people, secret, it's your enemy, this. We are twisted. So every good thing we have to find, we get revelation about using it for evil. Twisted Christians. Twisted pastors. A good thing given to us, we'll use it to do evil. And because Delilah, she could have allowed herself for Samson, yeah, to have married there. And she would have married an anointed man. And maybe she would have been a great person in the Bible. Yes. This is what pretends does to you. An anointing came close to this lady. She got a chance to put her name in the Bible like Hannah or Mary or one of them. But she registered herself as a deceiver and a liar. A pretender. Yes. She could have learned from Rahab. Yes. That a prostitute who later became the great grandmother of Jesus. Maybe Delilah would have joined them. And that's what some of us, you are doing to yourself. That's what you are doing to yourself. Maybe you don't even know the unique grace of God on your life. That God is going to use you in this UD to do. Young man, why are you angry at this age of your life? Do you know what we have been through to be where we are? Just say, you dear, you are a man of God. You get up, no, you come. No, God must make everything work. You are sick. Today I'll finish you.
Yes.
Yeah. You can go and see your friends on the internet and tell them. He said he came to finish me. Yeah, you can share the link. Oh yeah, you can share the link. Because me, I'm not afraid of them. I don't even care about them. They can never get me involved in their fights. Never. Yeah, that you go into the gutters and you start fighting with them. No. They should perform as a sentencing against an evil work. Yes, speedily. Therefore, it's set in the heart of the sons to do evil. Yeah, that's why they continue. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. By the time you turn your back and you look, there is a way we see made right unto a man. But the end thereof is the end. Is the end. You will see, you lift up your hand and you say, oh, I'm done for. I've closed. Judas Iscariot was a pretender. And then Absalom was also a pretender. Don't be a pretender. What do you think? Yes. Don't be a pretender. Be real. Okay? A fake iPhone will not survive for long. Yeah. The apps and the things, you won't survive for long. So don't be a pretender. Okay. A fake Toyota will not go for long. These roads, they will finish you. Yes, these roads, they will finish you. You need a real one. And if you want to wage a good warfare and stand the test of time to receive power, grace, glory. Okay? Yeah. The spirit of love, the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind. You can't go this way. May you not be a pretender in the house of God. And may the spirit of pretending be taken out of our midst. May we stand the test of time, whatever test we have to go through. That yet though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because our God is with us. And we know we are for God. We know the church belongs to God. We know the sheep belongs to God. And whatever we have is from God. Except the Lord build a house, we will labor in vain. Therefore, Lord, we hand over everything to you. We cast everything into your care. And we ask you, Lord, have mercy on us. Help us and deliver us from the corrupt ways of the evil one. Kindala bade sablanda makunda lekeste fribundo sita. La mikomoro dobo kosonde ste brekemene kada. That we will love what you've given us. We will love being faithful in your house. We will love serving you and knowing who you have placed in our lives. Oh, that you brought Bishop Doug Edward Mills our way. That we will find you, Jesus. Makendele mekbando fabundele mekanda stababundis. Shiloma dala kende sibende. Rubada laminda losto. Viganda la makesta. Mali balina manaya. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us that we will leave something behind for the next generation to come as Jesus tarries. A good name, a good name, a good name. Rather to be chosen. A good name. Thank you. Madosta. We bless your name. We honor you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's welcome Bishop Patrick.